Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. My name is Ken Fallon and today I'm going to be talking about a site that's called thisrunslinux.org. A while back on a Linux Cranks episode 330, I had the idea of creating a web location where people could upload videos that promotes Linux. I also released a Hacker Public Radio based on that in reply to the Microsoft ads. I think this is a fantastic idea, and we should, so much so that I registered the site thisrunslinux.org.net and .com. Bear in mind it's a beta right now, so don't go promoting it anywhere. I would like to get feedback from the HPR community on how it can be improved and what you would like to see. All please keep comments constructive. I know the artwork is terrible, so if anyone comments, it's kind of also I'd also be willing to accept help to update the site. Anyway, here's how the site is broken down. There's three things you need to do. There's the upload part, there's the register part, and then there's the there's the make, there's the upload, and there's the register part. So essentially the make part is you create a video yourself, and somewhere in that there's the theme, this runs Linux. So this PC runs Linux, I run Linux, whatever. There's going to be, right now you're going to need to go out on the internet to find out tips on how to do your camera work and stuff. So this is an area I see here where we can expand this section of the site with tips on how to do, with links on how to get more information on doing straightforward home videos. Stuff such as lighting and positioning of screenshots and that sort of thing. Okay, once you've got your movie, we want to go ahead and upload the movie in its raw format. So whatever format it comes out of your video camera, we want to upload it onto the internet. In order to do that, I don't want to be hosting all these big video files, and probably neither do you. Given that the work is going to be registered under a Creative Commons or a public domain license, we can use the Internet Archive for this purpose. They specifically allow that. So I know a lot of podcasters use that instead of using something like Libsyn, for instance. So that gets me on to another point. Well, let's continue on with the upload section first. So you upload your movie to the Internet Archive. You can create an account up there, and there's some screenshots on the site as to show you how to do that. And then, just because everybody's doing it, you should also upload your video to YouTube. And when you've done that, then you go ahead and you register the links. Now all you need to do is put in the part that isn't specific. You'll see it on the website, and then you need to tick the box that will allow you, will say that you're releasing these under a public domain or an attribution share, like or a Creative Commons license that allows commercial use. Now this is a kind of important point. It's not because I want to make money on this. In fact, I have no intention of making money on it. But what I will do is it'll allow the redistribution of these videos for people who are charging money. So for instance, if Red Hat is selling promotional material on DVD, they will be able to redistribute it. Now, the reason that this is important and I'm putting this in here is because I was working on a project to roll out IPTV here in the Netherlands, my previous job, and one of the ideas I had was I was going to create a radio station initially, possibly a TV station later on, that would be fed by podcast feeds. So I had it working on the pre-production platform. It would use Bashpodder, read a list, basically my list of podcasts, Linux podcasts, take them in, convert the MP3s or whatever the files were, the OGG files, into a format playable by the system, and it would queue them up and play them. Now, unfortunately, that never took off the ground, because although the most of the podcasts, if not all of them, are released under a Creative Commons license. They were not released under a license that allowed commercial use. And this was a commercial, well, we were a commercial company releasing this, and therefore a lot of the podcasters that I spoke to considered it a commercial use. Now, all of them said, no problem, we can go ahead and use the work, not a problem. However, when you have 50 or 60 different feeds and all of them wanting specific permission to use their work, the legal department said, no, there's no way we're going to touch this. So that is why I would like to ask people to use the commercial license. If you're not going to use a commercial license, just put it on archive.org, but don't put it in here, that don't link it on this website, because it's essentially going to be useless. The reason we want to keep the files up on archive.org in the highest quality possible is that then it will allow downsampling to things like YouTube, for instance, but it will also allow us to create DVDs in the best possible quality. And even if we're doing something like streaming to a mobile phone, having the original source file at the best quality possible allows for better encoding on smaller devices. So that's the reason for that. At the moment, there's not a lot there on the website. What I plan to do is, when people upload a few of movies, is have the five most recent uploads on the main page, and then have a page where you can browse 10 embedded videos or whatever. If you're going to offer suggestions, then feel free to also offer help. And at the moment, oddly enough, although the site is thisrunslinux.org, it is actually running on my BSD hosted provider. So that will probably change over the coming months as well. Anyway, folks, I'd appreciate your feedback. Again, it's ken.fallon@gmail.com if you want to get in touch with me. The site itself is thisrunslinux.org, and I'd appreciate it if you could give me your feedback on either the Hacker Public Radio site, email me directly, or post comments on my blog, whatever you want to do. This has been another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio, and we'll talk to you all again some other time. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.
This is not very funny. Your plan to hide me behind a NAT firewall didn't work. Now to find out where I am. Links, what is my IP.com? Interesting, very, very interesting. 195.240.113.180. Okay, now to see where that is. Links, maxmind.com. Paste. Get location. Country name, Netherlands. This is definitely not South Carolina, Dave.